often do we think about God's Ten Commandments? It's Old Testament, it's the law, and I guarantee you it never crosses your mind until a preacher talks about it on a Sunday. But I fear most of us don't even know the Ten Commandments. This is God's heart. This is God's original law. And so it's something that's important for us to know and even memorize, because this is kind of the foundational points of God's not only commandments, obviously, but his not even guidelines. It's just his way of telling us, this is my standards. These are my standards, and you can't live up to them. You know, right off the bat, I'm sure the Old Testament hearers of this were like, okay, good. I'm not going to murder. I'm not going to commit adultery. I'll stop stealing. But when Jesus came and blew all that out of the water with the Sermon on the Mount, then you really see God's heart behind all this. So I'm going to read these in order. So I'm just going to read the straight commandment, but I want you to really think about these. I'm going to pause in between each one. Think about God. Think about God's heart. Think about Jesus. Think about where we are now. Think about the Old Testament people, but just mostly focus on what God is telling us here in these commandments. You will have no other gods before me. You will not make for yourself a carved image. See, I want to make sure that especially ones like these, we don't do carved images anymore. But it's even worse for us because we don't have to take the time to make carved images. We just get to sit down and watch TV for way too long. We get to obsess over our vehicles or over our relationships, over ourselves, instead of carving out images. But nonetheless, that's still idolatry. You will not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Now this one always, you know, grandma growing up slapping you in the side of the head because you said the, you know, gee damn it word, and that's not taking the Lord's name in vain. That's something that, you know, we shouldn't say just because it's ignorant and sounds stupid, but taking the Lord's name in vain, that's the one thing that I'm always fighting for in myself and striving for other people to stop doing, is proclaiming God. Okay, as we walk around and we go to our jobs and we are going to the grocery store with our kids, how are we reflecting our relationship with God? So saying that I'm a Christian and saying that I love God and people know that about you, and yet you're at your work, you know, telling dirty jokes just like everybody else. I mean, it's just those little things. That's truly taking the Lord's name in vain in the most simple manner. Number four, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. There's a lot of debate about this and what this really means to us today. You know, there still should be time of rest. And does that mean it has to be a full day? And does it have to be Sunday? And there, you can go back and forth and you can argue till you're blue in the teeth. But, I mean, if you want to not get legalistic about it, just make sure you're having time of rest. And not just rest laziness, but rest so that you are resting in God. You're delighting in God. You're finding that time to reset your heart more than just your morning prayer, morning devotion, morning whatever. You want to make sure that you are spending much time in reflection and meditation and just being refilled with God, not being all your pointless busy work, because everything's pointless busy work aside of Christ. Number five, honor your father and your mother. Now, some people have a problem with this because their mother and father aren't very honorable. And I heard, I think it might have even been Piper who talked about, you know, this is really for, we don't disrespect our parents even if they are unhonorable, but it's kind of the same thing as the wives submitting to your husbands. We don't submit or we don't honor beyond if they're trying to get you to do or trying to have you do or trying to think a way that's a sign of Christ. Well, then, yeah, that's not something that you submit under or that you honor. But we are still reflecting Christ, even though it might be mom and dad. Every decision, every action is reflecting Christ. So honor your father and your mother. And it's good for you, good for us. Even as bad as some of our parents may be, there's still wisdom there to honor and think about. You will not murder. You will not commit adultery. You will not steal. See, all these are big sins, if you will. But what did Jesus say? If you hate your brother, you've already committed murder. If you've coveted your neighbor's wife, then you committed adultery. So these ones are the ones that I think are probably most prevalent because it just starts in the mind. I mean, everything starts in the mind, but number nine, you will not bear false witness against your neighbor. This is like, I mean, it's basically gossiping. We need to make sure what we're saying about others and who we're saying it to, we're being very careful of that. You don't want to be the Christian blabbermouth who, whether you're talking to other Christians or non-Christians, even if they're agreeing with you and joining right in, there's still a conscious thought of, wow, this person is not very honorable behind the scenes. But just constantly building each other up, sharing the truth, living the truth. And the last one, you will not covet. This one goes on, your neighbor's house, you should not covet your neighbor's wife, male servant, female servant, ox, donkey, or anything that your neighbor has. I mean, that's just at the root of, you know, God wants us to be satisfied in Him alone. We should be desiring to be like the godly, living after, like Paul would say, follow me as I follow Christ. Do as I do, you know, because everything I'm doing is in honor of Christ. So 10 commandments that we don't really think about, but I would say write them down somewhere. Do a little printout, keep it in your Bible, something that we should memorize and we should just know. And weekly, at least, ponder. You know, take the time of your Sabbath and go through these and say, God, show me a little bit more of your heart. Give me a little bit more fear of my own sin in all these. Help me to see that there is no way I could keep these, no matter how hard I try. I might be real good at some and terrible at the others. But nevertheless, you sent Jesus out of your love for us to fulfill all this stuff. And there was a lot more specific commandments as you read the Old Testament that you really like, wow, God's demands are high. So reflect on that. Pray about that, and talk to you guys soon.